I don't get it. You know, I've always heard that the best way to grab an audience's attention when giving a public speech or a presentation is by telling a joke or a funny story. So let's try that, can we? Let's see how it works. Now, here's one of the funniest stories I know. A man saw a newspaper ad one time, and it read like this. It said, "For sale, talking dog, $5. And so he decided to check it out. So he went to the owner's home to make an inquiry. "So you have a talking dog for sale?" he asked the man. The man said, "That's right. I've got a talking dog for sale. And you're just asking $5 for him." "That's right," the man replied. "$5 and he's all yours." "Well," said the man, "you mind if I talk to the dog? I mean, like, personally? You know, just to make sure he can really talk." "Well, not at all," replied the dog owner. "He's right out here in the backyard." So the man went out in the backyard, and he approached a big older German Shepherd dog just lying out there in the backyard, and he walked up to him, and he said, "Good morning. How you doing?" Well, to his great surprise, the dog replied, "Well, I'm doing great, and how you doing?" Well, the man then just went on and engaged the dog in a lengthy conversation, wherein the dog rehearsed an incredible tale about his long working career as a CIA agent. "I worked undercover," the dog said. "I worked undercover in several of the big drug cartels. And, you know, since I was a dog, they didn't know I could talk. And in the end, I had to go to court and testify against all of them. And I'll tell you what, we sent several dangerous drug lords off to prison. But these days, I'm retired now, and I just hang out here in the backyard." Well, afterwards, the man walked into the house to talk with the dog owner. He turned to him and said, "You know, that's the most incredible thing I think I've ever seen. But, you know, it's just one thing I don't quite understand. Why would you sell a dog like that for just $5? Well, the man said, I'll tell you the honest to goodness truth. And then I think you'll understand. You see, that dog, he ain't nothing but a big old liar. Well, he ain't never been out of my backyard." Get it? Pretty funny, huh? Well, would you believe it if I told you that I've told this very funny joke to a lot of people who did not laugh? That's right. Not even a snicker. They just looked at me with a straight face and said, "I don't get it." Well, that's okay. I understand that some people simply do not have a sense of humor. That's just the way they are. They don't get humor. When you try to explain it to them, they just look at you with a sort of dumbfounded look, and they say, "Oh." Well, you know, humor's not the only thing that people don't get. Sometimes we don't get profound truths found in religious philosophy and science literature. In the Bible, Jesus' disciples asked him one time why he spoke to the people in parables, and this is what he said. He said, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they, seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand." Now, when I was young, I knew a wise old man who kind of mentored me in a lot of ways. And whenever I'd ask him a complex question, he would often, like Jesus, he'd respond by telling me a little story. Then he'd kind of gaze up into the air and muse for a moment, maybe chuckle under his breath a little bit. And then he'd go right on, just leaving me to wonder what the heck he just said to me. I didn't get it. Sometimes it took me days, weeks, or even months of pondering that old man's words before I came to understand them. Understanding them did not come easy. I had to work at it. perhaps do some study and research of my own before the light of understanding came on. When that happened, I would silently exclaim to myself, I got it. It was like suddenly getting the punchline in a good joke after hearing it several days earlier. To be sure, I have also had to read some of the parables of Jesus many times before I understood them. And even then, my understanding was not complete. They required more study, more thought, and more work. Most profound truths are like that. They require study, contemplation, prayer, and even practice before understanding can be complete. The Apostle John said of Jesus, "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments." We've got to do what he says before we can really know him. Sometimes it's impossible to acquire a complete understanding of certain deep principles and concepts without actually giving them a try, to experience for ourselves what results they produce. Only then can we, quote, get it. Jesus said, "Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." And so, in the end, the proof is in the pudding. Now, there are a lot of Christian principles that fall into this category. For example, it's very difficult to persuade a man who is struggling financially to feed and clothe his family that he'd be better off financially if he paid his tithes and offerings first. Tithing is a principle that is virtually impossible to fully understand without actually doing it, without actually living it. Yet, many faithful Christians who practice paying their tithes and offerings testify to the truth of it. Likewise, unbelievers often scoff at the concept of charity and generosity in general. They don't get how a person can become richer and happier by giving to the poor. Only by living such a principle as this can we truly understand. Yet, there's perhaps still an ultimate secret to acquiring an understanding of deep, profound things. When Simon Peter declared to Jesus, when Jesus asked Peter, he said, who do you say that I am? He first asked Peter, who do the people say I am? And Peter said, well, they say you're Elias or maybe this one or that one. And then Jesus turned to him and he said, who do you, Peter, who do you say that I am? And Peter just jumped up and boldly declared, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus responded saying, flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, Peter, but my Father which is in heaven. Surely true knowledge and understanding is in the end always a gift of God, which God gives to those who seek it, but does not give to those who do not seek it. Those non-truth seekers, I'm afraid, may be destined to stand around looking dumbfounded for the rest of their days, mumbling, I don't get it.